الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم The unique thing about our deen is that it encompasses every sphere of our being. It encompasses every aspect of our existence. SubhanAllah, our time is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our energy is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our wealth is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the relationships that we develop with one another are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, this notion of being the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it penetrates every single dimension of our life. Now, what's interesting is that even the things that naturally exist from a human being, those also have to be put under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, it's human tendency to have emotion. We interact with one another. Sometimes that makes us happy. Sometimes that makes us sad. Sometimes that makes us angry. Sometimes that can cause a variety of emotions within us. And even these emotions, which are actually just part of our natural being, those emotions have to also be placed under the context of being a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's when those emotions come under that context that a person's faith then begins to develop. So for example, when we get angry, or if we just go to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would react with anger towards something, it would be a very calculated and orchestrated response. It wouldn't be that somebody came and did something and the Prophet ﷺ would automatically react to that. Somebody would do something, and then based on what that action was, the Prophet ﷺ would either respond with a smile, or he would respond with some sort of anger, or he would respond with some sort of advice, or he would respond with some sort of encouragement, or he might remain silent. But in every one of those instances, the response of the Prophet ﷺ was actually done being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's very different from perhaps the way we live our lives. One of the classic emotions that arises in every human being is the emotion of anger. This is something that is innate within us. It's been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a response that arises in a human being when they're placed in a certain circumstance. Okay, so what we were saying basically was that the emotions that a human being exhibits, that those have to be under the control of the person in the context of the fact that they are a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the particular emotion that I was discussing was the emotion of anger. Now, the emotion of anger that is within a human being exists within every person. Okay, everybody in this room has anger. Some people, they have a very short fuse. Some small thing happens and they ignite and then they respond with anger. And other people, they have a long fuse. But everybody has some kind of fuse. Meaning, every single person in this room will be challenged with circumstances that will cause anger to arise within them. And when that anger arises within them, they will have to control that anger or modulate that anger in response to the circumstance if they intend to react